Hey everybody, it's Michelle here. It's pretty late on Sunday night, and I had meant to record this audio brew earlier, but I was lazy today. But it's been a very good weekend. It's been a very, very busy weekend. On Friday evening, we went to a Lotus Festival. No one was more surprised than I to discover that there were various Buddhist temples here in Salt Lake City in Utah. So on Friday evening, we went to this Lotus Festival in one of the temples in downtown Salt Lake. And it was pretty cool, actually. I'm not that familiar with Buddhism, although my sister-in-law is Buddhist. And I've only been in a Buddhist temple once before in New York City. So this one was kind of interesting to see. It was small, and there were various Buddhists dressed in the saffron robes. And they were all very nice and very friendly, and they answered questions. And you could go in and take a look around the temple and, you know, like I said, ask questions. And they were very friendly and open and tell you whatever you wanted to know. They had a little area off to the side where you could buy things, you know, like mugs or, you know, little things that would presumably go towards the upkeep of the temple. You could buy some food, and we got some food, and it was pretty good. I don't actually know what kind of Asian food it was specifically. I don't know if it was Himalayan or Nepalese or something along those lines, but it was pretty good. They had little buns filled with either beef or vegetables, and rice and lentils, and some chai also, so that was pretty tasty. They also had some martial arts demonstrations downstairs, so we saw some Tai Chi and some Jiu-Jitsu, which was pretty impressive, but which kind of bothered me. It was very loud. I seem to have an aversion to very loud yelling and whatnot, but it was a pretty good evening. And then on Saturday, we went to the Japanese Food Bazaar at the Salt Lake Buddhist Temple proper, which was pretty big, actually, or at least much bigger than the other temple that we had gone to on Friday evening. This was strictly a fundraising thing, and we were told outright it was basically fundraising. We got in a very long line, and they had various Japanese foods, which was very, very good, actually. They had some sushi, chicken teriyaki and beef teriyaki and curry rice and some salads and dumplings, and you could get whatever you wanted, as much or as little as you wanted. So they gave you a little receipt card, so if you wanted something, you know, one of the Buddhists, presumably, or whomever it was who was marking the stand, would mark your little piece of paper saying what you had gotten. So that was pretty good. We went on a little temple tour, which is basically a very nice gentleman answered questions about Buddhism and in the temple parts of the temple, I guess in the religious part of the temple. You know, we just went in and we sat on some, pews is the wrong word, but benches. I don't really know what they're called in Buddhist lingo. You know, we sat down and a gentleman came in and, you know, was able to explain what we were looking at, and it was really, really interesting. So after we spent a couple hours there, we actually had to leave by about 4:45. We wanted to go to the 5:30 Mass back at my parish, which is about a half an hour drive away or so. So Saturday evening we went to Mass, and because we had eaten so late, we had eaten lunch so late, we picked up some late dinner on Saturday evening and came back and kind of, you know, ate when we were hungry and watched something from Netflix and pretty much called it a night. Today, Sunday, was really quiet. We were both just so tired that we didn't leave the house today. Ed cooked some steaks on the grill, and, you know, I made some biscuits, and we had some twice-baked potatoes for dinner that we had gotten from the store. I stuck those in the oven to warm them up. And we watched a little bit of Little Dorrit, which is a mini-series based on a Charles Dickens novel. And we've gotten that from Netflix. And we've been just had a very, very nice weekend, but a very, very busy weekend. So I think that next weekend, if we're home, we're just going to have to take it easy and relax. And that was my weekend. I hope you all had a good weekend too. Catch you later.